سورة الإسراء مكية وهي 110 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسري بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. الحمد لله. We are here to start another surah again, Surah Al-Isra. That is the name it is called. But there are 11 verses in the surah talking of Banu Israel, and it's also called Surah Banu Israel. The surah, like we said before, is the 50th surah to be revealed in terms of revelation, and is 17th in terms of chronology in the Quran. The surah itself is an explanation of most of the things that Allah has asked us to do in the previous surah that just passed, Surah Al-Nahl. But the difference in this surah is that it starts with Subhana. This surah, there is a lot of controversy surrounding the main theme of the surah, which is to do with Isra and Mi'raj. The verse here only talked of Isra. Mi'raj was kept silent. But the importance of this surah is best known if you go and you read the hadith surrounding it, that there are 13 surahs that the Prophet ﷺ recites dutifully every night before he sleeps. There are 13 surahs that the Prophet ﷺ is said to recite before he sleeps. Among them is what is called Al-Musabbihat Sab'a, the surah that starts with Sabbih in it. Subhana, or Sabbaha, or Yusabbihu, or Subhanallazi, like this. Here you have this Surah Al-Isra as one. You have Surah Al-Hadid. You have Surah Al-Hashr. You have Surah Al-Safi. You have Sabbisma Rabbika Al-A'la. All this, they are part of it. Then you have Yusabbihu Lillahi of Surah Al-Jum'ati, and Yusabbihu Lillahi of Surah Tagabun. Then he is also known to recite Surah Sajda every night, and also Friday mornings. The Prophet is known to recite it even in Salah, that's Surah Sajda. And he's also known to recite Surah Mulk every night. Then Surah Zumar. These are 10. Then the remaining 3, when he finally lies down on his bed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will recite Kul huwallahu ahad, Kul a'udhu birabbi falaq, Kul a'udhu birabbi nas, blow it onto his hand by spitting a little onto his hand, and he will rub his head from the top of his head to the bottom of his leg. This is the Prophet. We are hearing the kind of things he does that is not farila to teach us. So if you know that this is one of the surahs that he recites so often, then you will know the importance of this surah to him. The surah was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu in Makkah 8 months before he was to go for Hijrah. And it was revealed to the Prophet at a very difficult moment, like the last verses of Surah Nahl told us, وَلَا تَكُفْ دَيْكِنْ إِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. Because this was at the time when the Prophet, he has lost his uncle who was protecting him. He has lost his wife, Khadija, who was so noble and so dutiful to him. And then the Makkans now and the Quraysh were doing everything to make him an object of digest. He was not having peace in Makkah. He now went to Taif, where he felt he was going to get assistance. And what happened was worse than that. They did not only throw stones at him, they injured him. And on his way coming, Allah first of all make him to meet with somebody who has met with other prophets, or who is from the land of other prophets, Adas, who will take grape, go and give to the prophet, and he hears the prophet saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim, and asks the prophet, where are you from that you are saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim? I've never heard any Arab say this. I say, you, where are you from? He said, I'm from Nineveh. The Prophet said, the land of my brother Yunus bin Matta. He said, how do you come to know Yunus? Nobody knows him here. He said, yes, he's my brother. Then later on, the same night, Allah was to bring the jinnu to listen to him. Then it was at this point, before, after meeting Adas, that the Prophet was raising his hand, asking Allah, oh Allah, look at my situation. I'm weak. I don't have the strength. Is it to my relatives that don't like me you will subject me to? Or is it to enemies far away? Oh Allah, all this is in your course. If it is not that I have done something wrong, then I am not bothered what happens to me. But for me to see what will be easy for me is more pleasing than to see all these difficulties. I seek refuge with your face as it comes out and brings out everything that is correct in this firmament. The Prophet was saying these prayers. It was at this moment that this particular Mi'raj, Isra and Mi'raj took place. Isra and Mi'raj of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place for at least 35 times. Some was Manaman, some was Yaghzatan. But this particular one, ulamas are in disagreement. The Isra, was it with his body? Or was it with his soul? Or no, was it a dream? But a lot of ulama are in agreement that it was with his body. Why? Because of the way this surah is started, because of the reactions of the Quraysh to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How did the surah start? The surah said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, most compassionate, most merciful. Subhanallazi, Subhana. When you hear anywhere, you hear Subhana. The real meaning of it is Allah is far above whatever your thoughts goes to. Allah has power over whatever you think of and far above that. It's like you are holying Allah. You are putting him in his holiness. That whatever I thought is beyond the thought of Allah. Allah is far beyond it. So whatever you are thinking, Allah is far beyond it. Subhanallah. Therefore, far away is Allah from inadequacy of your thoughts. Allah, this one, Asre bi Abdihi, that transported his servant. Laylan, in a portion of night. Min al Masjid al Haram, from the sacred mosque of Haram, Makkah, il al Masjid al Aqsa, to the farthest mosque, the mosque of Jerusalem. Linuriyahu min ayatina, for us to show him our signs. Innahu, for sure, Allah, who was Sami'u, he is the all hearing. Al Basiru, he is the all seeing. Here, the word Subhana has put to rest anything you want to talk about. And Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, Allah said, Subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi. He didn't say Asra Muhammad, he didn't say Sara Muhammad, he said Asra bi abdihi. Allah is the one who said he transported his slave. So what is difficult about that? It's Allah that he said it. Allah said he did it. It's not that the Prophet did it for you to say, oh, he is possible or it is not possible. That even he's starting his with Subhana here is to tell you that whatever you are thinking is not it. Allah said he transported his own servant. He didn't say somebody transported the servant, or he went by himself. Allah himself said, Asri bi Abdihi. And in the Arab, in Arabic, when you say Asri, it means traveling by night. Then bi Abdihi, which is slave. Why use this word with his slave? Because this is the most dignifying word you will call the Prophet with. The Prophet is Sayyidina Muhammad. When he is with us, when he is with all the creations, he is our leader and our master. But when he is with Allah, which is the most important position for him, he is a slave of Allah. To be a slave of Allah is not like to be a slave of other people. The slave of a human being, you make him to toil, then you don't pay him. But to say that someone is a slave of Allah, that is the biggest dignity you have. Like we have just passed in the last surah, he gives you capacity and he gives you resources. This Allah. He gives you capacity and he gives you resources. It's not like the other masters. They don't give you capacity, they don't give you resources, but they expect you to put up your best, and yet there is no thanks. Allah is the one that gives you resources, gives you capacity, then when you do, then he thanks you. So this is the one that you are a slave. That's why one poet was saying that, it's enough for me in greatness, even if I have to fly anywhere to say it, that I enter the statement of Allah, Ya Ibadi. That Allah says, oh my servant, this is enough greatness for me. And that wasayyartali Ahmad an Nabiya, and you sent Ahmad to me as my prophet. Which greatness do I want after this? And in the most important positions, Allah referred to the prophet as his slave. Here he said, Subhanallazi Asri bi Abdihi, when he was taking the prophet to go and see his signs. When he was sending him the Quran, he said, Alhamdulillah alazi anzala ala abdihi kitaba. Abdihi, again, his slave. Then when he was giving him wahi, secretly, he alone, fa'awhi ila abdihi ma'awhi, abdihi alone. When the Prophet is going to stand up to talk on behalf of Allah, walamma qama abdullahi yadu. In all these situations, he refers to the Prophet as a slave. Because this position is a position that you can never get. And he is Abdullah Hakikatan. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyar says, he is the only servant of Allah that is a true servant of Allah. As long as you can see something else, you are not a true servant. A true servant is the one that is serving his master and thus has no bother for anything, including himself or including anything. He doesn't even see himself, let alone to serve himself. Then Laylan. Why bring Laylan? If Asre is a night journey, for you, Allah to show you that it is just a portion of the night. Then where did it take place from? From Masjid al-Haram ila Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Haram is Makkah. The whole of Makkah at that time is Masjid al-Haram. So anywhere he lives from that place is Masjid al-Haram. Masjid al-Aqsa, the farthest mosque, which means if this one is Masjid al-Haram, and you say there is a farthest mosque, which means there is another mosque that is farther, before you say farthest. Where is that mosque? It's an indication that there will be a mosque between Makkah and Jerusalem that is farther than that of Makkah. And later it came to pass. That is Masjid al-Madinah, Masjid al-Nabawi. This transportation, how was it? The Prophet ﷺ, let us listen to him. He said, I was sleeping in Haram. Specifically, they said it is in the room of Hani, the first cousin, the sister of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because the house of the sister, Hani, is just by the Kaaba. That time, there is no fence surrounding the mosque. It is people's houses that are just from your house, you just go to Kaaba. So one of the houses that was just close to the Kaaba is the house of Hani. Whenever the Prophet goes and he makes tawaf, he comes back there to rest. So he said, I was just lying down there, and suddenly Angel Gabriel tapped me. He said, Allah is calling you. Allah, he's with you wherever you are, he's calling you to where? Prophet Laslama said, Angel Gabriel brought my heart out, cleansed it, put water, zamzam, then put it back into it. And then he brought me out. When I came out, said, I saw a transport system of, like an animal standing, higher than a donkey, but not as high as a horse. Then he said, when I went to ride it, it refused. Then Angel Gabriel said, Baraka, do you know this is Muhammad? Is Muhammad? He said, this is Muhammad. Then immediately he learned that it's Muhammad. He said, quickly, he felt so shy and sweat was coming out of his body. From that sweat, it was so much perfume in it that it's for me that this perfume called Wurd is made. Then this Baraka, whenever he lifts his hoof, it lands where his eyes sets. Which means any one of his lip, wherever his eyes sets, is where the hoof will land. He lifts his hoof and they were in Jerusalem. In arriving there, the Prophet Laslama said, on my way going, in Tur Sina, somewhere around there, they showed him the grave of Moses. And he saw Moses praying on his grave. Then, up to the time he arrived at Beit al-Maqdis, as he got there, he said, Angel Gabriel said, this is where you have to tie your animal. This is where everybody ties his animal. He showed me where the other prophets used to tie the animal, and I tied there. And I entered. When he entered, then he said he felt a thirst. He didn't know his kind. Asked for something to drink, then they brought him wine and brought him milk to choose from. He said, I chose milk. I drank until it was remaining little, and I put it down. Then Angel Gabriel smiled. He said, you have taken the natural choice. Had you taken the wine, your ummah would have been in confusion. Have you drunk all the milk, your ummah would never have been in difference of one another. So they bring it to me, let me drink. He said, Jaf al Kalam, that has passed. Said, then I saw all the prophets, all of them, from beginning to the end, they were there. To the extent Allah himself asked in the another place in the Quran what he wants the prophet to ask them before they talk. Was Alman al-Sanna min qablika min rusulina aja'alna min dunillahi alihatan yubadun. Ask all these prophets. This is a verse of the Quran where Allah is asking the prophet, ask all these prophets. Was Alman al-Sanna min qablika min rusulina. Ask all these prophets that I have sent before you. Aja'alna min duni rahmani alihatan yubadun. Did I provided any idol apart from Ar-Rahman to be worshipped? Ask all of them. And Allah will not ask the Prophet to do something and he didn't do it. Of course he asked them. Then he said, it was time for Salah. And I was waiting. Who will lead Salah? Then Angel Gabriel came and said, you are the leader. So all the prophets made rows behind me and I led them in prayer. From the prayer, I stood in Beit al-Maqdis on a big stone. Where he stood, the leg made a mark that depressed it till today. It's there like that. Just like you have Maqam Ibrahim in Makkah, that's how you have it in Beit al-Maqdis. So from there, Burak set his face and looked up. Then the hoop went straight to the first firmament. straight to the first firmament with Angel Gabriel. Angel Gabriel is not in need of Barak. It is the prophet that is in need of Barak. When it got to the first firmament, then I heard Angel Gabriel saying, seeking first after. He's seeking to enter. Then people said, ah, why? Because Angel Gabriel doesn't seek permission to enter. He's with somebody that is not used to come to the place. All this is teaching us what? You go to the house of a person that you used to go to alone. Now you are going with somebody. Alert him. They say, man Mark, who is with you? Say, Muhammadun. Muhammad, our boy Sa'ilehi, has he been sent to already? Say, he has been sent to. That marhaban bin Nabi Salih. Then they opened the door. So when they opened the first moment, I saw an elderly man sitting down. If he turns to the right, you see him smiling. If he turns to the left, you see him sad. Say, who is this? They said, this is your father, Annabi Adam. He said, then we bid salam to him. Assalamu alaikum. After saying assalam to him, he said, assalamu alaika, ya Nabi Salih, wa ya Ibn Salih. Peace unto you, this noble prophet, righteous prophet, and this righteous son. Said, from here, the Barak again, look up into the second firmament. At second firmament, again, he also sought for permission to enter. They also asked him the same question. Abu Isailay, has he been sent to? Said, Fakat Abu Isailay. After answering, who is with you? He said, who is with you, Muhammad? Has he been sent to? He has been sent to. Not in all his journeys, nowhere anybody said, who is Muhammad? Mm-mm. Who is with you? Because everybody knows Muhammad. The second firmament was open. Said, I met two handsome cousins, Ibn Khalatay, Yahya and Isa ibn Maryam. So I saw them and they were there, and again I made salama to them, and they said, assalamu alayka ya Nabi Salih wa ya Akhi Salih. Peace unto you, O you, this righteous prophet, a righteous brother. Then Barak to the third firmament. Third firmament again, he asked, who is with you? Said, Muhammad. Has he been sent to? He has been sent to. It was open. Said, I met a person sitting down there. So handsome, he was given half of handsomeness. Who is this? Nabi Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. The meaning of half of handsomeness is that handsomeness to a man is supposed to be attraction and charisma. Attraction will attract people to you. Charisma will not allow anybody to talk to you anyhow. And Nabi Yusuf had the whole of attraction, so anybody that loves him goes to him and talk to him. But because the prophet, he has the full of handsomeness. You see him, he's handsome, you love him, you want to see him, but when you go close to him, you're afraid of him. Because of the charisma. Again, Barak looked to the fourth firmament and was there. First after he sought permission to enter. Who is it you? Angel Gabriel said, Muhammad. Has he been sent to? He has been sent to. He entered. Then immediately he said, he saw the man that he was the first to write in this world. Who? Nabi Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. That Allah talked about him in the Quran. Warafanahu makanan aliyah. Then from the fourth, again Barak leaped looking at the fifth firmament. Fifth firmament said, we were there. Again, who is with you, Muhammad? Has he been sent to? He has been sent to. They opened, and there I saw the one that his people loved most. Who is that? Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he was so loved by people of Israel. That is why when Moses was going to the promise of Allah, he asked him to look after the people. And when they were doing something wrong, he didn't know what to do. Inni khashaytu an takuna farakta bainak, I was feeling difficult that I should be the source of breaking in people. So he saw Haruna. Then again he greeted him. Haruna also replied, marhaban bi nabi salih marhaban bi akhi salih. Then Burak looked to the sixth firmament, then leaped there, and it was open after permission. Again they met somebody staying there. Who is he? Is Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. So when I saw Moses, I saw him, immediately he saw me, you can see he was disturbed. Then I heard him talking. And I asked Angel Gabriel, this man is talking, who is he talking with? He said, he's talking with Allah. What is he saying? He said, this young man that came after me, look at after all we have suffered with people of Israel, this man is above all of us. His ummah all will just enter paradise without any work. He's arguing with Allah. He said, it's Allah he's talking with like this. See, he was very difficult. He said, then the Prophet, he looked at the Prophet, what is it in this man? Then they asked him, do you want to see any person in his ummah? He said, let me even see one of them. This time, Fa, ummah of the Prophet, all of us are part of it. He said, they just dusted Al-Ghazali and he came up. This same Imam Ghazali, who is not yet in the world, Fa? Then Imam Ghazali met Prophet Musa, greeted him, and Musa, he asked him question, and was when he asked him question, then before he could reply, he said, I asked you one question, you are giving me several replies. He said, no, I studied it from you. How? Sir? Allah asked you, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِنِكَ يَا مُوسَى قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. And at this position, the Prophet has to tell him, Ahmad, you are speaking to a prophet, Mursal, be careful. Then from there, Burak looked to the next firmament, the seventh firmament. He sought to enter. They said, who is with you, Angel Gabriel? He said, Muhammad. Has he been sent to? He has been sent to. It was open. He said, I met a person that looked like me more than anybody. Abraham, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then when I greeted him, he said, marhaban bi nabiyyi salih, mar'aban bi waladi salih. He said, apart from Adam and Ibrahim, none of them called me waladu salih. He said, he too, like other prophets, apart from Moses, he said nothing. Then from there, he said, we went to Siratul Muntaha. So when we got to Siratul Muntaha, there is a tree. When the tree just changed like this, the beauty, so nobody can describe it. So each leaf is bigger than an elephant. So nobody can describe it. So it's so big and so beautiful. Anytime it just changes like this, you see another beauty. So from there, then Angel Gabriel told me, I saw him, he went and he sat down. What? He said, it is now between you and Allah. He is the one who called you. He said, let's go. He said, between here and you, before you get to Allah, are 70,000 divine presences. If I get close to anyone, any minimum, I'll be burnt like hair is burnt in fire. I've never passed here. وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُ مَكَوْمَ أَلُومُ. There's none of us except he has his status where he stops. I've never passed here. You go. Raf was brought, and the Prophet Lassama, he took him. He said, the person I saw an angel just standing. And then over thousands, 70,000 of angels are just passing. Then I asked this angel, where are these people going to? He said, I have been here for over 400,000 light years. I see these angels pass every moment like this. I don't know where they are coming from. I don't know where they are going to. Am I Adam Junior Rabbika? Illahu. Nobody knows the servants of Allah except him. Here, the Prophet Lazama, he used to say it. He said, there are 1,000 nations on earth. Just human being is just one. 400 are on earth, 600 are in the sea. All boats put together is one nation. All cattle and these people, all these animals put together, livestock put together is one nation. There are like that, nations. One day, Solomon said, "Oh Allah, since I have the capacity to feed all my ummah, let me feed the whole world as show of gratitude to you." Allah said, "You will not be able to." Even if it's for one day, say, "You will not be able to." Even if it's for one moment, say, "You will not be able to." Then why not let me hold a feast and invite them to come? It's okay, hold a feast. And Nabi Sulaiman held a feast. In that feast, he made the jinnu, because jinnu are under him. وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينَ مَنْ يَقُوسُنَ لَهُ وَفِي الْبَهْرِ وَعَمَلُونَ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. The jinnu, they work for him. Shayatin, they work for him. They prepared food. After they finished preparing, then they said they are calling people for dinner. One single fish came from the sea and took the whole food at once, at one go. Then he, the Nabi Sulaiman, has never seen the fish before. He was surprised. The fish said, where is my food? He said, today I'm going to go in hunger because I was told you have my food for today. Whale alone, whale, this whale that at least we see, one whale weighs more than 16 elephants. Yes, whale, blue whale, go and browse it. One whale weighs more than 16 elephants. The tongue of a whale, the whale is, this house is too small. You have to go from, let's say, from here to medicine, there, pass there before you talk of a whale. All is in this world. Allah is feeding all of them. And in the same sea, you have animals that you cannot see even with a microscope. And Allah is still the one feeding them. From here, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he met different people in the paradise. He said he even saw a beautiful lady trying to make ablution. And he recognized that it's the wife of Sayyidina Umar. But because of the way Sayyidina Umar used to be jealous, said, "I did not approach to go to his house." Sayyidina Umar was weeping, said, "Oh Prophet, it's me that I'll be jealous of." He said, this. He saw the different rivers in paradise, the different people that have been punished. He saw all those until he passed all these stages. That's before reaching Sidratul Muntaha. Then when he passed all these stages, then he couldn't see anything again. He said, as if every creation is dead. I didn't see anything. Even himself, the Prophet did not see. It was at this stage that he heard Angel Gabriel telling him that Allah is greeting you. Then quickly said, "Attahiyyatu lillahi, azakiyyatu lillahi, attayyibatu salawatu lillahi." Immediately he said this, "Attahiyyatu lillahi, all greetings in whatever form, Allah is for you. Attayyibatu lillahi, all goodness in whatever form, Allah is for you. Azakiyyatu lillahi, all purity in whatever form, Allah is for you." Then Allah said, "Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." Said immediately Allah said this, I now knew that there is I'm at peace, and I wanted this peace for my ummah. So I quickly said, "Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin." The Prophet said, "This there to bring us into the peace that Allah has given to him." He said, then Allah now said, "I give you 50 salat for your ummah every day, and I give you janaba 7 times after a man has intercourse with his wife." Then the Prophet said, as I came down, when I came to Abraham, as I was coming, he did not say anything, he just bade me goodbye. When I came to Moses, this one that was so difficult on us when we were going, he is now so merciful on me as I came. He said, "Oh Prophet," said, "Yes, What did Allah give you? So he's the only one who asked me. Allah gave me 50 salat for my ummah. 50 salat? He said yes. Wallahi, they will not be able to. I had a lot of difficulties with people of Bani Israel. They will not be able to. Go back and ask Allah to reduce for you. He said, on hearing this, I went back. Allah reduced for me 5 of it. I came back. He asked me again. I said, 5 has been removed. He said, go back. He said, that's how Moses was sending me forth and backward, forth and backward, until Salah became remain 5. When he asked me to go back, I said, Kai, Moses, I'm shy of going back again. Then from there, I heard Allah saying, I made 50 salat compulsory on you. Manja bil hasnati falahu ashr amsaliha. Whoever brings one good, I'll multiply it by 10. This is 5 salat for you. This 5 salat, whoever does it in a day, 50 will be written for him. And man hamma bi hasnatin walam yamalha kataballahu lahu hasnatan kamilatan. Whoever does, intend to do good and strive for it, but couldn't do it, Allah will write it 1 full deed. If he does it, Allah will write it 10 good deeds. From here, he said, I departed from Moses and I came. And as I came, then I just saw myself again. I had arrived in Mecca. When this happened, he said, when I woke up in the morning, he called his sister, Umuhani. He said, Umuhani, he said, yes. Do you know what happened? He said, no. You see, you know, I slept here, isn't it? He said, yes. Angel Gabriel came, took me to Beit al-Maqdis. From Beit al-Maqdis, he took me to Allah. From there, I saw so many things. Then Umuhani held his hand. He said, my brother, he said, yes, please don't tell anybody. Don't tell Quraysh. This Quraysh, they say you are truthful. If you tell them, they are going to say you are a liar from today. Please don't tell anybody. He said, wallahi, I will tell them. Allah has done something great. I have to tell them, let them know that Allah does great things. When he was trying to go out, Umuhani was still holding his hand. He just removed his hand. What did the Prophet do? He went to Kaaba, because the house is just by Kaaba. As he was there, he saw Abu Jahl. He said, Abu Jahl. He went to sit in front of him. Immediately he sat in front of him, Abu Jahl knew that something is happening. Because he only sits in front of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl said, what is the problem? He said, do you know what happened? He said, yes. This last night, Angel Gabriel came, took me to Beit al-Maqdis. From there, he took me to the heavens. He said, you say he took you to Beit al-Maqdis yesterday? Do you know that we traveled this distance in 30 days? It takes us 1 month. He said, yes. And he said he took you there yesterday in the night, and he brought you back again. He said, yes. If I tell people, you will testify that you told me this. He said, I said I told you. He said, okay. Then he left. He said, where are Quraysh people? Quickly, Utbah and others, they gathered. He said, what is it? He said, look at what Muhammad has said. He said, are you sure he said this? He said this. Today, his telling lies have become clear. Let's call him. And the Prophet went and he sat down. He said, what is it? He said, they say he went to Beit al-Maqdis. He said, yes, Allah did it. Took me to Beit al-Maqdis. From there, took me to the heavens. I passed the heavens. Even what you have never known in life, Allah gave it to me. Then one of them said, I have gone to Beit al-Maqdis. I know you have never been there. Describe it to me. Prophet said, I felt a serious difficulty in my mind. I felt difficulty in my mind. It was just in the portion of night. I did not stand to study it. How do I describe it? He said, before I finished thinking about it, I just saw Beit al-Maqdis in front of me. Then I started describing it to them. Look at this door. Look at the front. Look at this place. This how it is. That's how it is. Because immediately Abu Jahl was calling people that look at what the Prophet said before he could gather people. Some Muslims have left Islam. Some Muslims have left Islam. Sir, this man is now telling us that yesterday he left here, he went to Beit al-Maqdis and he went to the heaven. How? It has become now that he's a liar. So when this happened, and he was describing it to them, then he said, how can you go to Beit al-Maqdis? We have our different caravans on the way. You didn't see them? He said, I will tell you. There is one of your caravans that is close to Medina. That's Yathrib. That particular caravan, when they arrive, ask them. In the night, they put a pool of water down. Because with Arabs, if you meet water anywhere, you are allowed to take out of it. It's courtesy to show that you are friendly. Say, I took out of the water. Ask them. If they woke up, they will find that somebody has drunk out of the water. Say, you have another caravan. That one is in Tan'im now. It's arriving. It's supposed to arrive by sunrise this morning. As he was saying, somebody said, by this morning, he said, this sun rising. Then they look. Someone said, sun is rising. They said, look at the caravan coming. Immediately, those Muslims that left their religion quickly came back to us. We are making istighfar. La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. Then the Quraysh, they said, no. Sihirin mustamir. This is just sorcery. He has never been to military practice, but look at the way he's describing. This is sorcery. This happened. They never talked about the Mi'raj. Why? Because they have never been upstairs. They have never gone to heaven, let alone to know what is there. But what they know is the one that they ask questions concerning. This is the Isra'i of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here, Sheikh Ibrahim Nias, he says, if these things is just dream or soul, then the Arabs wouldn't have been arguing about it like this. Again, he said, servants have the way they travel. Whenever servants are going to God, Allah will give them, make them to see their own conditions on the way. He said, the first prophet that our prophet met, Nabi Adam, it repeated the situation and the condition of the prophet. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was somebody who was well loved in Makkah before he became a prophet. Not only was he loved, Allah blessed him with a wife who is rich. He was enjoying himself. But immediately he declared that he's a prophet, he became an enemy and they will try to remove him from Makkah. This Allah is telling him. The way they removed Adam from paradise, you will be removed from Makkah. That you used to stay and you liked so much, you love more than anywhere else. In the second firmament is Jesus Christ and Yahya. Said, Jesus Christ and Yahya, what happened to them? Yahya was slaughtered out of hatred by the Jews to their own prophet. And Nabi Isa, Jesus, they tried to kill him but they couldn't. The same thing, by the time you arrive in Medina, the Jews there are going to show you enmity and they will try and plot to kill you. In the third, he will meet with Yusuf. Who is Yusuf? Yusuf is to remind him that the habit of Yusuf that day is that same habit you are going to display one day. When the prayers of Nabi Yusuf were saying, لَكَدْ أَسَلَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَمِنَ الْخَاتِئِينَ. He said, لَا تَصْرِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمْ يَكْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. The same thing, the day the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took over Makkah and all the Makkahs were saying, what are you going to do with us? أَخِنْ كَرِيمٌ إِبْنُ أَخِنْ كَرِيمٌ. We know we have offended you. What are you going to do with us? Sir? I will say exactly what my brother and Nabi Yusuf said. إِذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ التَّلَقَى. All of you, go. You are all free. It's from there you have the word talaka, a free person under a king. Then in the fourth parliament, he met with Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, reminding him that he will also have to take that quality of Nabi Idris in writing. By the time he had conquered the whole of Saudi Arabia, what he did was to be writing to the kings of other countries. He didn't used to write, but he was now putting people down, write letters to this king, write to that king, for them to Islamize. Then in the fifth parliament, he met with Haruna, who was most loved by his people, reminding him that one day these people that drove you, you will come back to them and they will love you so much as if they want to eat you up. And in the sixth parliament, he met with Moses, reminding him that no matter this love, some of them are also going to make Rida, and he will still have to stand up and fight them, like Moses had to fight his own people afterwards. And in the seventh parliament, he met an Abraham, reminding him that one day, the same way Abraham used to do Hajj freely, you will do Hajj and you will do it with all your people. So Sheikh Ibrahim said, all these conditions of the Prophet, these are glad tidings to him, that these qualities you already have imbibed it and you are going to display it one day. This is the Isra or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his Miraj. And like we said, Allah himself also asked him, told him, وَلَكَدْ عَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ فَلَا تَكُمْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ لِكَائِهِ. We have given Moses the book. Don't ever doubt, it is him you met. So all this is nothing to do with a dream, or it's nothing to do with just soul transportation. The Prophet was transported by Allah in the way he saw it. مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ. This mosque that we took you to, Masjid al-Aqsa, بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ. This is a mosque that we have blessed the surroundings. Why? Because this mosque is a valley that has different fruits. All fruits you want, they are in Jerusalem. Then this is an area where a lot of prophets have stepped. Abraham has stepped this place. Moses has stepped this place. Jesus has stepped this place. Zachariah has stepped this place. All these prophets, Yaqub, Ismail, Ishaq, all of them have stepped these places. Where do you think if a place, if you are told that there is a mosque today, all prophets have prayed and you went to pray there? If it's not blessed, where is blessed again? Linuriyahu min ayatina. In another recitation, Liyuriyahu. In our recitation, Linuriyahu. For us to show him out of our signs. Allah said, min ayatina, out of our signs. But when it came to Ibrahim, what did he say? Wakazalika nuri Ibrahima madakuta samawat at. In the case of Abraham, he said, we are showing him the ayats of the firmament. He didn't say min. Why? Here again, and Abraham, it was not, he went in the night. Palama janna layl. Here, it is in night. Why night? Abraham is Khalilur Rahman. This Habibullah. Habibullah, he doesn't ask before you give. Khalil, whatever he asks, you give. In the case of Prophet Abraham, Allah loves him. In the case of Prophet, he loves him, but he gives him before he asks. So here, he met with him at night, not at day, because you converse with your loved ones at night. But in the case of Abraham, he said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All is just firmament. The dominions that you can see. The dominions that you can see. This is what Allah showed him, the miracles in it. But in the case of the Prophet, min ayatina is out of our own signs, which means signs that has to do with Allah himself. That's why he said, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَيْ مَا زَغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَيْ لَقَدْ رَأَيْ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. He has seen the signs of Allah himself. So there is a lot of difference between signs of Allah and signs of another person, of the creations of Allah. And again, this that Abraham had to go out, Ra'a kawkaban, Ra'a kamaran, before he could be shown the signs, and he had to ask, Arini kayfa tuhil mawtay, before he's given. It's not like the prophet that was just saying and he was just asked, stand up, Allah is calling you. Then Allah is saying, innahu huwa sami'ul basir. He is the one that is hearing all the problems that has been happening to you, how your fool has been persecuting you, your prayers, Allah is hearing it. Basir, Allah is seeing all that is being done to you. There is difference between hearing and seeing. Hearing, it makes you to be able to learn anything that is said to you, but you cannot bear witness. A blind person cannot be asked to call unto witness, no matter what he knows. So Allah is all hearing, all seeing. So may Allah make us to be able to hear and to be able to see. Allah.
وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل ألا تتخذوا من دوني وكيلا.
وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل ألا تتخذوا من دوني وكيلا. Then after Allah has talked about the Israel of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the next verse is وآتينا موسى الكتاب. And it is we gave Moses the book. وجعلناه, and we made this book هدى, to be guidance, لبني إسرائيل, to the children of Israel, that's the children of Anabi Yaqub. And what guidance? Allah tattakhizu, that they should not take any min duni, other than me, wakila, as a guidance, as a helper. Why will this verse come immediately after Israel, verse of Israel? To show you the difference between the prophet and Moses. The next 7 verses we'll be discussing the children of Bani Israel. The book that you are having before you, the Quran, Allah gave it to you, O Prophet. Allah also gave a Torah to the people of Moses. But there is a huge difference in the way they were given their book and the way you are giving your own. In your case, your book was given to you piecemeal. Sometimes in the heaven you are there, it's given to you. Sometimes on a journey you are there, it's given to you. Sometimes in your house you are there, it's given to you. Sometimes even on the bed of Sayyidah Aisha, it's given to you. Sometimes you are climbing a mount, it's given to you. Sometimes in the cold, it's given to you. Sometimes in the heat, it's given to you. All conditions, the book was being revealed to you so that you can withstand all these conditions. And for we to call you to come and see Allah, we prepared you before even your creation. But was Moses like that? وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ أَتْمَمْنَاهَا عَشْرًا فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ اخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ فَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ أرني أنظر إليك. قال لن تريني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تريني. فلما تجلى ربه الجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا. فلما أفاق قال إني تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين. قال يا موسى إني استفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي فخذ ما آتيتك وكن من الشاكرين. This is Moses. Moses was going to go to God. What happened? To get this book that you have. Even you have not gotten to God when you are, they start giving you this book. We have given you more than half of it before we even ask that they should call you. Before Moses was called, we had to ask him to be prepared because his soul cannot take our presence. He should fast for 30 days. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً. After Moses fasted for 30 days, withal, no breaking fast, so he can free his body of everything. whenever we pass the wind, what do we do? We make ablution. Our ablution is broken. In their case, whenever anything is inside them, their ablution is broken. After 30 days, Moses was going to go to Tur Sinai to meet with Allah. He says that his mouth was oozing with a smell that he thinks is offensive. He went and he washed his mouth. Allah said, "Wa atmamnaha bi asharin." Go and add 10 more for washing your mouth. Lahaluhu femmi saimu atyabu inda lahi merihil misk. When you are fasting and you have stopped eating, your soul is cleaner, and the fume coming out of your soul is so sweet. Not the fume coming out of your body. The one coming out of your soul is what Allah wants. You washed it. Go back at 10 days. Fatamma miqatu rabbihi 40 laylatan. So he had to fast 10 more days and get to 40. And when he finally went to God, Allah talked to him. And he wanted to see Allah. Could he? Lantarini, this is what Allah told him. This one, Allah continued to tell him, "Itni, itni, come close, oh my servant." He said, the first one, Allah was telling me, "Come close, come close, come close." At a point in time, I didn't know what to say. Because I wanted to talk to greet Allah. I didn't know what to say. Allah put his hand on my chest. I felt some coldness and everything came to me. Said Allah himself said, "Fakana qaba qawsaini aw adna." It's like, because with Allah there is no space, there is no time. That's why it has to be a similitude. So here, this is different between how you received your book. So I will tell you about the book of Moses, his people, then I will come back to your own book. So after this is talked, after that, Allah will now talk about the Quran. وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَا هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ. So you have that. Okay. No question. Any questions?
Assalamu alaikum. Somebody wants to know whether one's wish will be granted in the last 10 days of Ramadan.
That is true.
Allah is the one that says, "It uni astajib lakum." Call me and I will answer you. And the last, particularly last 10 days, is the days that we are expecting the Lailatul Qadr. Normally, anytime you ask Allah something, Allah grants it. If you ask Allah, He will grant it. But He will grant it in the way He wants, not in the way you want. Because of His caring for you, for being a part of this Al-Ummah, Allah will not give you something that will destroy you. Just like you, if your child comes to you and said, "I saw a knife there, it's so beautiful, it's so sharp, give it to me." Will you give it to him? Of recent, we heard of a small boy or a small girl that saw a gun that the father put down in US, and she went, took it to play with it, and she killed herself. If the father knew, will he give it to her? But the child wanted it, let alone you. You are far, far smaller than a child before God. So a lot of things you will ask that is not beneficial to you. Some you will ask that your own sins have stopped you from getting. So Allah will replace them for you with something else. So any pray and have hope that Allah will answer all your prayers. May Allah answer our prayers.
Another person wants to know whether if one fasting and mistakenly drink water, whether the fasting is still jana.
If you are fasting and you mistakenly eat or you mistakenly break your fast, you are forgiven. There is a hadith that says that it's Allah that has fed you and Allah that has given you something to drink. You don't have to you don't have to bring back another fasting in place of it. But in the Mazhab of Imam Malik, he said no. You have drunk, you have ate mistakenly, you are forgiven. Complete your fast. But repay that fast at the end of the fast. Because in the case of Imam Malik, always his mazhaba is built on tilka hududullahi wa la taqrabuha. Don't come close to it. That of Shafi'i,
تلك حدود الله ولا تعتدوها. Don't cross it. So you can come close. But Imam Malik will never allow that because people should not go and it become something to be taken levit. Because normally forgetfulness comes out of negligence. Most forgetfulness. Some of them is not out of negligence, but most of it is out of negligence. So if you drink or you eat unknowingly, continue your fast. You have a fast, but repay it because of the statement of ulama. Yes. Okay, may Allah forgive all of us. Let's try to be as patient as possible in this month of Ramadan. We heard of a situation, we don't know how far it is true, that some people beat up a person they saw just because they saw him eating. In Kaduna, they even injured him. And the government has to say that they will take the case up. A person that is fasting, the Prophet Muhammad said, فَإِنْ شَاتَمَ هُوَ أَحَدٌ فَلْيَكُلْ إِنِّي إِمِرُونَ سَائِمٌ Even if somebody abuses you, you have to say, I am a person fasting. I am a person in a fasting state. How do we, will you even go ahead? Fasting itself, the meaning of it is imsak, to desist, to withdraw from everything. How do you know that somebody is even eating? Let alone to attack him. All this is not the teaching of Islam. It's the teaching of these people that don't know Islam, that make themselves police of Muslims. Be a police of yourself, not police of Muslims. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah grant us our fasting. May Allah accept our prayers. May Allah grant us success in our endeavors. May Allah forgive our parents, all of them. May Allah reward our ulama. All of us that are students, may Allah grant us success in our studies. Those of us looking for work, may Allah grant us good work. Those of us looking for marriage, may Allah give us good marriages. Those of us that are working, may Allah give us good positions in our work. Bijah al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah reward the Sahabas, all of them. May Allah reward all our Muslim leaders and our past leaders. May Allah reward Sheikh Ahmad Tijani for us. May Allah reward Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz for us. May Allah strengthen this Islam. All those intending Islam with weakness, may Allah weaken them. All those that is intending Islam with destruction, may Allah destroy them. All those that is assisting Islam in whatever form, may Allah strengthen them. Bijah al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين